I'm Dan Kubret, the publisher of Family Lawyer magazine. And in today's podcast, we'll be talking about how Google reviews impact your family law practice. And knowing how Google reviews impact your family law practice is really important. And my two guests today will tell us why. My guests are from a company 800 Commerce, LLC. They are a leading internet marketing firm that provides a range of online solutions, including online reviews. Jeffrey Spanier is their director of business development. He works with clients and knows their pain points and concerns regarding online reviews and managing their online reputation. Bob Levine is the developer of their products and the technology expert. And so today I'm going to be talking with the two of them about Google reviews and how they can affect their business, your business. Thank you both for joining me today.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
So, Jeff, let's start with you and just tell us, in case our listeners don't know, what Google reviews are.
Well, a Google review is the rating or the comment that you would find on the Google business profile of any company that's found online. And it's really, you know, the comments that are left by the consumer on that little Google panel off to the right on any search.
Right. And just in case our listeners don't know, whether you've claimed your Google Google My Business panel or not, it exists, and you should claim it and complete it, et cetera, to help bring it up to date. Bob, how important are online reviews?
Listen, I think online reviews are intrinsic in the way we do business now, from picking a family attorney, a surgeon, or even an auto mechanic. And people that really depend on being found online must, it's critical that they have great online reviews, because that is what online searchers are looking for. You know, it's interesting because the other day I was recommended to a oral surgeon because unfortunately I had to have a tooth extracted. And even though my very close friend and dentist gave me the referral, I still went online to look for the dentist that he was recommending me to. So I think, again, in summary, it's critical to have these great five-star reviews on their Google page.
Right. Now, Bob, you know, I've worked with family lawyers for 25 years, and some of them have established themselves in their community, and they do not believe that they need reviews, that they don't matter, they don't try and collect them. They feel they have a good reputation in the family law community. So why would they worry about reviews?
I think that attitude was good probably 10, maybe 15 years ago, before the internet is what it is. Right now, as I said earlier, we depend on these online reviews. Traditionally, attorneys get their business from referrals, but at the same time, these people are more astute. They go online, they look at the reputation of these particular attorneys to make sure that A, that they have integrity, B, that they charge the right price, C, that they get back in a timely manner. So the online reviews only reinforce that referral that they are getting from a former client, friend, or family.
Right. And Jeff, a family lawyer made
this. Dan, if I may, just to really kind of cut the corner on that one, you know, why a lawyer might think that they don't need to because they're well established, it's just for a moment to realize that the not so well established attorney who doesn't have that reputation is doing everything they can to make their reputation look positive online while they're not. So the one who doesn't have it and really tries to forcefully make it is the one that's putting one out there. And the ones that really deserve it and earn it are not doing it, and it's not being shared.
Right. Very good point. Now, clients have said to me, well, if I've got the reviews on my website, isn't that good enough? Is there more that they need to do, Jeff?
Well, listen, a lot of folks like to have it on their site, but people, and this is from Google and the other search engines and the reports that we read, that third-party websites or third-party sites and having reviews on sites that are not controlled by the actual benefactor of those reviews is more believable and much better than actually having it on your own website. It's good to have that feedback there in case someone might not make it to a citation site, but obviously it's considered to be more believable coming from a third party.
Now, you've mentioned, we've all mentioned Google a few times already. So are Google reviews more important than any other reviews? You mentioned citation websites, for example. How do we rank these things?
Well, there are different citation sites. We all know a number of them between Google, Yelp, and, of course, some of these individual law firm type like FindLaw has reviews on them. I think the reality is when someone is actually doing due diligence on a referral and they're searching in Google, Google's panel is always going to show up as the first primary. So to have them elsewhere is good, but the fact that most people will see that, if you focus on that first and at least fill some up in there to make sure you've got enough, you can always redirect reviews to other places at other times. But to me, that's home base.
Right. And what is more important, quality, quantity, or recency of the reviews?
All three of them, and in no specific order. I mean, obviously having something that's recent is always good. It lets them know that you're still out there. It lets Google know that you're still out there. But, you know, the quality of them and the quantity of them is always important. You know, Google, you know, it's a weird thing to look at. You know, if you have five reviews and another lawyer has 25 reviews, Google will look at it as you have five clients and they have 25. I mean, it's not an exact thought where they specifically said those words and that's how it's being read, but there's a multitude of algorithms that Google looks at when trying to rank and rate folks, and part of it is the number of reviews. It doesn't all have to be positive, but the number of reviews kind of how they are or how big they are compared to another. I know that it's like I said, it's a culmination of a variety of algorithms.
Right. And do consumers believe what they read on the Google reviews?
You know, this number is a little low, but, you know, a sense of consumers trust opinions based, you know, that are posted online, and they take the time to read through those written comments, and they'll actually be able to tell the honest ones from the not so honest ones. And, you know, it's important. I mean, it's even important to make sure that, you know, you properly address these reviews as well.
Right. And Bob, what are the challenges a family law firm may face when asking clients to leave a review?
The issue is always how does the client go about asking their client for review? Some people feel, well, it's kind of not tasteful, but here's the real truth. We really want to get feedback from our clients, okay? Even if reviews didn't exist, this is critical. Remember, the attorney is not the only one dealing with the client. It could be the paralegal. It could be an assistant at the person's company. So one of the things we suggest to our clients when we sign them up for our review program, ask them for feedback. Ask them for feedback. Ask them how we did. And then that is the way you really build trust in a client, because at the end of the day, it's critical to build business on having wonderful customer service. The more you do that, the more you're going to get business and great reviews.
Right. I know just before this call.
And Dan, just to kind of really.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Dan, quickly, you asked the question, you know, what are some of the challenges they face? I mean, some attorneys think that asking for a review might be crass. Some are unsure of their client's opinion of their practice, and they worry they'll receive a bad review, so they don't ask at all, or at least not very many. And some are also hesitant to drive to review sites where they might be able to read the comments of others. Also, the biggest one is they ask for a review, and they get a response, yes, we'll take care of it, and they get this affirmative response, and then the client never actually takes the action to leave a review, so it just doesn't occur. So there are solutions to that, but these are the typical feelings that they encounter.
Right. I've been working with family lawyers for 25 years, and I think you've hit the nail on the head in a couple of ways. One is that most of the time they don't ask for reviews. Number two, they don't have a system for consistently asking for reviews, and then it just goes out of their thought, and they don't think to get – they can get a review from a client midway through a case or at the beginning of the case or at the end of a case. It does. They don't have to wait until the end of the case to get a review. The client knows how they feel and how they're being taken care of, and that's the sort of information you want in the review is, hey, I'm being very well taken care of by lawyer John or whatever. Jeff, aside from that, I know lawyers are busy, so asking for reviews may seem to be time-consuming. How can your service help them make this process easier?
Well, I will tell you, and we built back in 2016 a platform that over the years that helps clients, attorneys, all businesses, but it was focused around attorneys when we started it, on how to ask for feedback. And it has truly morphed over the years as the client's needs and requests and thoughts evolved, and also Google has evolved. So we've made the process easy by using a simple request for feedback email, which is not asking for a review. You're asking for that is crafted with the client's blessing, so it's really a handcrafted couple of sentences. It's then programmed into our software, and when the client, with the client's data, and when it's entered into the system, it sends out that email, tracks that email, whether they've opened it, whether they've read it, whether they've taken action. The system is set to do a number of things in the coming days, like it'll do a follow-up email in 7 days if the client didn't open the email, if they didn't participate. Really more than anything, it's an opportunity for them to get some organic feedback. And I think that's really what's more important. Otherwise, it gets to be too candy-coated and too fake. So it's really worked well for us.
And is there any other way to ensure that lawyers get a high rating on their Google reviews?
I will tell you, first and foremost, the system is designed to push the positive reviews forward to Google. So there's like an automatic, option. As soon as you click the button, the computer starts doing things, and it takes the person right to that Google page and right to that review for them to do an immediate, next step. And also when it comes to reviews that are not so popular or not so favorable, they get redirected back to the company for them to deal with internally, which I think is really important because feedback is important, good or bad. At least you have a tool that allows what's happening and how to keep your clients, or potential referral sources, because they are yours.
Well, we're on the subject of reviews. Is there anything that a family lawyer can do about an unfair review that might be out there?
I can address that. It's how do we address an unfair review. Google has a system set in place to actually flag inappropriate reviews. The guidelines are fairly strict. If it's a disgruntled client, unfortunately, you're going to pretty much have to live with that. However, best practices, okay, and again, they would probably need to check with the bar of the state bar to make sure it's in compliance, but maybe you should respond to this and try to resolve if there is a difference, and that is the best way, the best practices of handling a review. Again, if it's inappropriate, there's a way to flag it and also report it to Google. For example, it may be coming from somebody that has no relationship to your business. We had a anecdotal experience where I had a attorney's wife was upset a person that had nothing to do with his law practice
and put a negative review on his business, Google business listing. And of course, we immediately filed a inappropriate review complaint with Google.
Right. I'll throw this question out to both of you. Either. Go ahead, Jeff.
Sorry, I apologize. Yeah, the reality is, though, is that you're going to get all sorts of feedback. And believe it or not, even with the negative feedback, the people who are looking at these reviews want to see the way in which you respond to this negative review, which to be very positive and that you handle it, but show it that you're, or that you want to, which, and they get those things. And the reality is, how many negatives does someone really get? Truth of the matter is, there's always a negative that gets thrown in there, but there should be a lot of positives that surround it. And when you have that kind of mixture, that negative, if you respond to it well, gets buried under all the positive comments. People go, hey, that seems kind of normal. So it's really important to really not turn your back on it and address it. But if you keep the positive coming in, it'll always overshadow the negative, unless it's the opposite, where you have nothing but negative. There'd be a reason for that. But that's just business and practice.
Right. I want to thank the two of you for taking time today to talk about reviews. I encourage the people who are listening to this podcast to visit the 800 Commerce website. The address, the website address is 800commerce.net, and there's information about the services that the firm offers. And if you're looking for more information to help you in your family law practice, I recommend you check out familylawyermagazine.com. There's other podcasts there. There's video interviews we've done and thousands of articles. So I want to thank the two of you again for taking the time to talk with me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nice to meet you, and I appreciate it. Thank you.